Yes.
It's so crazy sometimes when I'm lying in bed, and thinking it all up was in my head, and I feel a little peculiar. So I wake in the morning, I step outside, and I take a deep breath, and I get real high, and I scream from the top of my lungs, what's going on?
It's so funny, too.
And I say, hey, yeah, 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 hey, yeah, yeah. I say, hey, what's going on?
What's going on, Nuclear Playground? I am Sprout.
I always see He-Man.
Yeah, same here. They ruined it for me. And I forget what they were trying to sell, but it was the best thing in my life. That song is very suiting of Prince Adam.
A little peculiar.
So I had a really interesting last few days. About Thursday, Friday, me and my boy Juice and my guy Daryl, we're all talking, right?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, but this is like a few days ago, like Thursday, Friday, right? We just started talking about, you know, just like pandemic and stuff like that.
Yeah,
Juice might have quoted a little bit of scripture. I might have agreed with his quote and said, you know, that's my philosophy in life. And my man D went on this rant that was like just very like anti-biblical, anti-everything. Like, obviously he's an atheist. I don't care about that. That's not a big deal to me. But we went back to talk about science, and my man was still complaining about God, and then came in and said how basically, he basically took Africa from all the black folk and gave it to the whites, like they was there first.
Wait, how?
And I'm like, but that's not how, no, right? But that's not my big complaint. My thing
that's
is this.
That's not your big complaint?
Well, no, because I understand that Daryl is Daryl, and he's going to believe what Daryl wants. And I'm not going to try to correct him. He's older than me. I can't fix people. You can lead a horse to water, you can't make it drink, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
Right.
You know, I just, you know, I treated his conversation. I still have debates with him, and we still debated. But as Daryl, for some reason, was in a funk somewhere in that conversation, I don't think he was mad, but he says things with, like, he's like me. He says things with such passion and verve that, like, he kind of loses it sometimes. So he went outside to go smoke a cigarette, and me and Juice were talking, and he must have heard me from outside, because I was like, here's the problem with today's society, Juice, is that everybody has an opinion and everybody has access to information, but nobody can take the time to realize that their opinion is not information, right? And so I spent the last few days talking to everybody about that. And then I look on the news this morning on MSNBC, mm-hmm. and Neil Brennan has been on the Breakfast Club basically saying the same shit I've been saying, like, except for differently. He says, well, okay, well, now that everybody has all this information and they're bombarded with it, I'm paraphrasing him, by the way, but he basically said everybody's using their opinion to try to cancel fact, which is weird, because before then, all we had was fact, and you had opinions, and you could have an opinion on that fact, but that doesn't mean that your opinion was actual fact.
Right.
But now people have so much information that they feel like they've done enough quote-unquote research that their opinion cancels the fact. Fucking fast forward to a couple hours ago over at K&B's, right? We're smoking.
Yep.
One of their homeboys shows up, and me and Kay started talking about, like, just the pandemic and how the whole information canceling fact thing is a thing now. And homie off to my right says, well, I still don't trust the vaccine. We were talking about the vaccine for a little bit, and he says, I still don't trust the vaccine because my pastor said that No, he said, I don't want to fuck it with my DNA and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, but it's an RNA vaccine. Viruses don't have DNA. They have RNA. And he was like, well, that's not. He was like, well, I heard otherwise. I said, from who? He said, well, my pastor over at XYZ Church. And I was like, my man, does your pastor have a lab in there?
No.
Because if he don't, I don't give a fuck about what the pastor has to say. If I go to church and I talk to my pastor right now about the fucking vaccine and he tells me some radical shit, I'm going to be like, Where your lab at? Where your test tubes at?
The only thing I can say is it doesn't have anything to do with it. But, like, regardless, whether you do a vaccine or you get sick or you work out or you smoke a cigarette or whatever, everything you do has an effect on your DNA. Literally.
That's what I was telling dude.
Literally,
like, I was
everything.
Like, everything you do, like, that's what makes this virus really interesting is that because, like, if your body's not in pristine condition and you catch the coronavirus, you have a chance of just being not here no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I smoke. I have chronic bronchitis. Give me 20 years. I'll probably have some kind of smoking-related disease.
But, yeah.
Like, it's going to fuck me up if I catch that shit. And that's right. The whole point I was trying to make, dude, is that, like, you're older than me. You're sitting here smoking, like, a joint and three blunts with us. And you act like if you catch COVID, you ain't going to be fucking hurting.
he might not, though. I mean, like, still, the odds are in your favor. I mean, it wasn't like, okay, so we'd say this is the 80s or the 90s, right? Mm-hmm. Or even the early 2000s, you get HIV, like, you're going to die sooner or later from complications.
Well, yeah,
from
I
HIV.
Mean, we have modern medicine. I'll give you that. But modern medicine still don't fully understand the coronavirus. We can treat it to the base of our capabilities as and when I say we, I don't mean like we as like, because I'm not a doctor, but like as people, as far as we as a people know, medically. As a collective of like medical people who are actually out there doing it, those people, they know. They only know what they know. They've only had 20 years to research SARS, and now we have a new SARS. Look how long it took to fucking eradicate polio.
Right, but like, but there's still the numbers in polio. Not everybody got vaccinated, and it's gone. So people can argue still.
Measles was almost gone. And then suddenly there was this radical anti-vax movement between like the 90s and like early 2000s and shit.
Well, actually,
and now measles is back.
I'm not throwing shade towards foreigners, but a lot of the like that shit that spread was here mm-hmm. was from like people who came from over in East Africa, you know, and they're the ones who were getting this.
Trying
sickness.
To say I came from East Africa.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm just kidding.
no, but what I'm saying is
I came
like,
from West Africa.
That's where I go back to saying statistics don't tell the story. You know what I mean? Because nobody's going to tell you that like those a lot of those cases came from foreigners who didn't have the vaccine or they don't have that same control over there. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And then that goes to show like other things. Like resistant strains of viruses and like even Mercer.
Well, even bacteria. Like there's the constant worry of a superbug, be it in the form of a virus or a bacteria. And I feel like COVID might be that shit.
I think it's a prelude. Like it might just be like the beginning. It might be like Super Saiyan 1 or maybe just base level Goku. But you know, there's levels to this shit, right?
There's about as many viruses as there are. What's a good comparison?
Cars.
I was reading and watching a bunch of videos about Leaks. Like viruses and stuff like that, and I can't remember the exact number, but there's been a recorded number of over, had it been like 50 million viruses.
Yes, a lot. There's
that's like the amount of stars that we can observe up north,
right?
Without a telescope,
right? So. My thing is people have a right to not trust the government. They've done so many things, even to this day.
I feel like it depends on who you are.
Like
going back to Neil Brennan, he was like, if you're white and you're anti-vax, he's like, I'm like, you're a moron. And I agree with that. If you're black, I understand your distrust towards the government. Tuskegee was a thing. You know what I'm saying? If you're anybody who's not white, the government did you fucked up in some kind of way, if not medically, some other way.
Right.
So I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, like, we don't live then anymore. We're not in that time anymore. Like, everybody's trying to do right by everybody, medically, at least. I mean, yeah, some med schools are still teaching some really fucked up stats and opinions. Like, oh, well, you know, black people feel less pain or... black people will refuse certain treatments because they feel like they're destined to suffer. Or the same symptoms for a man's heart attack is the same for a woman because women are the same as men except for those pesky hormones. You know what I mean?
Right. So,
But it really depends on where you go to school. And for the most part, like, a lot of, like, the actual science behind the medicine isn't even done by doctors who are treating people. It's done by actual scientists who just decided the human body is more important than stars and shit. Right. I trust those scientists more than I trust, like, a regular-ass doctor.
Right. But it's still an experiment.
Yeah.
Then they fully admit it. It's out there on the website. I made it
a point to try to get out of the military before they gave me the anthrax vaccine, but only just because it just cleared human trials, and we were those human trials.
Right.
I'm not fucking going. We didn't even know what that shit was, except for it could fuck you up, and somehow the Russians had it, and then a year after I left, somehow people in the Middle East have it now? It makes you wonder. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. And if I had to pick a conspiracy theory I would believe in, it's the one that I'm about to tell you right now, because I've been making it up since 1999. We've had it all along. How the fuck else would niggas have that shit in their mail?
What do you mean?
Because they tried to point the blame at the Russians before it started actually hitting American soil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then 9/11 happened. Now they're like, oh, the Taliban has it. Al-Qaeda has it. Don't open your mail.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, it's been here the whole fucking time. How else will we have a fucking human trial for the vaccine? But if the Russians have it?
Yeah, exactly.
And the only reason I believe this theory, not just because I made it up, but because I was there. I was there. I was in the military being told that you're going to take an experimental vaccine. Good luck. I'm straight. This isn't an experimental vaccine. This passed human trials. And albeit it wasn't FDA approved until, like, a lot of niggas got vaccinated, at least it was approved to the point where, like, it was like, it's a dire situation. We need to roll it out. Like, the results were there.
Right.
So, like, if I'm looking at the results on the CDC's website, on the websites of all the manufacturers who are making it, and if I'm digging deeper and going into watchdog groups and looking at that shit, and they're giving me the same results, why wouldn't I trust those numbers? Fuck the government, man. I just want to live.
I don't know, man. Like I said, people have their reasons to distrust. Like, okay, even look at this shit, man. Look at this. It's fucking Columbus Day, right? But they claim it as Indigenous Peoples Day, but they still keep it Columbus Day. And New York hit through a big, giant fucking thing. And you know what they're turning Columbus Day into? An Italian pride thing. It's not about Christopher Columbus.
Oh, yeah, I just seen that on the news.
It's about Italian pride now. Like,
some dude on Fox News talking about, like, yeah, some people like to think that Columbus was Spanish. No, he was Italian. And, I mean,
but he worked for the Spanish.
Everybody knows that, but he did work for the Spanish.
And they did not land in America.
No. And they also thought they were in India and was like, you niggas is Indian.
But, yeah. So, I mean, they can't give us something and then still, like, you know what I mean? And it's always...
It's not even federally Indigenous People Day. That's the fucked up part. You know what I think? if we get Juneteenth, finally, as something besides Black History Month, and it's a federal holiday, and I can use my fucking holiday hours on it, y'all deserve Indigenous People Day. And it should be federal to the point where even me... I can use my federal... Because white people was cashing in them holiday hours on Juneteenth quick as fuck. Quick as fuck. City Hall was like, get the fuck out, man. So I feel like Columbus Day should no longer be Columbus Day on a federal level. Niggas should stop calling it Columbus Day. I had a dude talk to me yesterday on Columbus Day. Was like... Mind you, he was a brother, so like it's like one of us. And he was like, oh, well, you know, it's Columbus Day. And I was like, yeah, but you know, we don't celebrate that. He was like, yeah, you know what else is fucked up? All the white people got the day off. And he was right. It's not all the white people, though, but definitely, like, if you work for a bank or, like, a really high up position in the government, you had that day off, I'm certain.
Mm-hmm.
I am certain.
I was like, shit. Yo, they're tripping.
How is it an American holiday when that motherfucker wasn't even American?
He landed somewhere south of the Bahamas or some bullshit.
It was like it's in
that.
The Caribbean or some
shit
like that.
Yeah, yeah. And he led the Spanish down there. And, you know, I keep seeing this meme pop up all over the internet about, like, people talking about... foreigners not speaking the language or speaking Spanish in America. And then somebody like they're posted the old map when Spain used to run all the way up to, or Mexico used to go all the way up
pretty
to
much
Washington
yeah,
and like past Texas and like all this other shit.
They had almost half the. Yeah. It was, do you remember the what was it, what did they call it? I think it was like the Magna Carta or whatever, where like they signed away. It was the Spanish and the Portuguese, and they made that line straight down to South America. That's how Portugal got most of Brazil, because they were like, we picked that side.
Yep.
So Spain didn't really get shit. Where in America, Spain was our Portugal.
Yep. They had
like they could have easily flipped that shit over though.
You know what kept them? I think I've said this before on the podcast, but what kept them from moving east was the Comanche. They kept
You did tell me that. Yep, I don't know if it was in the podcast or not, but you did tell me that before.
Yeah, they couldn't get past them, and they kept getting fucked up going over there.
I think that's why the Comanche are so few in numbers to this day, because they were the only ones, or I won't say the only ones, but they were there destroying the Spanish and themselves at the same time.
Yeah, they were. Well, actually, they were wiping out the Spanish, and then they were wiping out the Union for a little bit there, and then.
You did tell me, but that's what you told me about on the podcast, was the Comanche fighting the Union.
Yep. Yeah, they did a good job. For a while, for a long time, but that whole thing was Mexico, and then people are like, how they spoke Spanish for over 250 years, and I'm like, but that's still not indigenous.
Well,
that's
and think about it, that same part of the country,
crappy language that's not from here,
and a good part of that country was still being used for agriculture, right. And so like in the 1800s to like the I'm spitballing it here, but like 1920s, I want to say, people in Mexico could actually get licenses to come up here as Mexican citizens, work in the fields and shit, and then when the harvest was done, like months later, they would go back home, take that money that they made on the farms and spend that shit on their family, right? And then right around the time that they were booting Asians out for like, you know, like the whole railroads and you know, all that shit, they were like, okay, Mexicans can't come out here and do shit no more.
Right.
It was either right around that time or right around the time they started putting Japanese in internment camps. But either way, America's never been.
That was.
At least it was never. It was founded on the concept of like the equal rights for everybody and all that shit. But like. They never practiced what they preached since like time immemorial, which is really fucked up.
You know, I'm not shitting on Italians. You know, like when they first got here. They were getting lynched in fucking giant numbers.
They were getting fucked up. That's what pretty much started the mafia here.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not anything like that, but it's like, pick a different fucking guy, because that guy is not your guy. He did not discover America. He did discover the new world, like, overall.
I'd rather it be like Al Capone Day or some shit than Columbus Day.
I don't think a lot. Okay, so here's the thing. I heard from a few, because I watched interviews with mafia and mobsters, and none of them revered Al Capone.
No, I know. I'm just saying. Like,
no, but what I'm saying.
I'd rather it be like the shittiest person in modern history than that guy.
Capone wasn't even revered as a mobster to mobsters, so it would be like we'd have to pick like Galileo or somebody fucking crazy. You know,
Galileo wasn't American either, though.
No, but like.
But he was still Italian as fuck, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You could pick. Wasn't Picasso Italian?
No, Pablo Picasso was Spanish.
Spanish, okay, yeah. Well, either way.
I believe. Somebody fact check me.
I'll fact check you right now.
I should know this. I took a couple art history classes. I know he spent a lot of time in Spain during his depression and shit like that. I'm pretty certain he was either Italian or Spanish, but I'm more than certain he was Spanish.
Pablo.
In his later years, during World War
the internet is so
II,
shit
I think
out
it
here.
Was. One or two. I think it was World War I, where he spent a lot of time in Spain because there was a lot of shit happening in Europe, and he was just sad. His wife left him.
Actually, he was from Spain, but he spent most of his adult life in France. That's where he even died.
Yep.
He died in 1973. You know what's funny is when I learned about him in school, because at the same time we were learning about like Michelangelo and everything, because I went to a fancy white school.
Which one?
Fred Moore, dude.
Out in Anoka?
Yeah, so like that's when I came to Minneapolis school, and I'm like, what are they teaching these kids here?
Like, you know, it's fucked up. I learned more in elementary and middle school from my teachers there than what most of my teachers at North had taught me. I had to learn everything else on my own, or just hang out with all the teachers that were already teaching me shit that was worthwhile.
Right.
So, like, Mr. Heim, Ms. Rasmussen, George, all my art teachers, like, which were, like, two, because they refused to give me, a real art class until, like, my senior year. But I would still kick it with all the art teachers that were there. And my computer animation and graphic design teacher.
I think, like, about if I would have stayed and not gotten in trouble and all that shit, and would have just went to stayed in Anoka High and like all that extra shit. Like, damn, my education would have been like through the roof.
Really, man? Me and my mom talked about this before. School's not for everybody.
Oh, no, I was doing well.
And I had
that
realization in the middle of high school, because like right in the actually in the beginning of high school, like right when I started skipping classes, because between middle school and high school, I was already like doing stuff. Like, I took some like TV courses out at like the MTN, the public access channel that used to be there.
Yeah.
They're actually back now, I believe. But they had classes that taught you how to like run shit in the TV industry. And so I did that.
Yeah.
And then after that class was done, you had the option of like actually volunteering your time and service there.
You know what?
So for years, I would just be there like learning everything that I could about anything technology or TV related.
Laura Ingalls Wilder had three branches in their school, right? There was math, science, technology, fundamentals, and I can't remember what the other one was. It was the art kids, right?
Well, North had arts and communications, yep. And they also had everything that I was into. Like, they had a TV thing, they had a radio thing. I never did the radio thing.
But to get back to what I was saying, is even in elementary school, I was in math, science, and technology. I was with the smart kids. And we did the TV station shit. They showed us the fade. They had the whole setup. They had TV cameras and the green screen and everything.
How come you never took that shit to North?
Because I've already done it.
Yeah, but I mean, I had already done it before I went to North.
But well, that's the
and
thing.
That's why I
didn't
took it.
Know.
It was an easy A.
North?
And you didn't know elective, and that was like TV. I already know all this shit.
North was a convenience school. It wasn't because I was picking a spot.
Well, I mean, real shit, I probably went to maybe like 17 more classes than you.
But
that was the point I was making initially, is that like because of the fact that like they weren't really teaching me much, because they refused to like teach me shit, man. Like, I wanted to learn all the cool math, and when I got into like ninth grade year, they were like, here you go, Algebra for Dummies, which was basically like they'll write the equation on the board, but then in your book you have to learn the equation through word problems. What?
Right.
Word problems? The fuck out of here, right? I already know all this shit.
Right.
So once I got on my math credits, I was done with anything that had to do with like regular education. I took all my electives. Those were the only things I showed up for, were my electives. If I needed to know anything like education-wise, I had my mom, who was striving to like get her education to be a teacher, and she always taught me shit since I can remember. There was a library. I had encyclopedias galore, and we had a computer. Which was a rare sight to see back then. So like, fuck school, man. School's not for everybody. Take a trade and do drugs. That's what I say.
Drugs are not for everybody, though. I can totally admit that. Motherfucking some people just need to not.
Alcohol's a drug. Motherfuckers would be drinking.
Some people don't need to be drinking.
Yeah, you're right. As you look at me with like sheer intent, like.
Hey man, as long as you're not pissing behind your door again or on your floor and like
super. No, I don't drink like I'm in my 20s no more. I refuse.
But
only I can get me home safe.
So like my biggest thing is you're smoking cigarettes all the time. I mean, but that's your thing. Like I said, if you want to go ahead coughing your way out, like
I don't think I've ever said this in the podcast, but I've said this to you a million times before. I've never liked the fact that I smoke cigarettes at this point in my life. Like, when I was, like, a teenager, yeah, whatever, right? Everybody was smoking. Right. Not that I gave into peer pressure, but, like, that's my excuse, is that, like, everybody else was doing it, too.
Right.
But, no, I every time I light a cigarette, which I'm about to do right now as we're talking about it, because you said smoking, now I'm like, I want to smoke.
Oh, we got this bomb. But
every time I light a cigarette, there's that part of me inside of me, which is a healthy chunk of me, that's just like, oh, you piece of shit.
Oh, dude.
I hate every time. I only do it out because it's habitual at this point.
Right.
I don't do it because I want to.
I feel like we about weed sometimes, especially at night when I'm about to go to sleep, and I'm like,
God, I would. But this thing though, I would rather smoke weed like that than cigarettes.
Well, right, of course, who wouldn't? but like I said, I'm up at night, like, oh my God, I'm gonna choke to death, or my lungs feel like heavy, yada yada yada. I should quit. I'm gonna quit, and then I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I made it.
Not that I'm saying if I quit smoking cigarettes that I am gonna smoke weed like that. I might smoke a little more weed, but like, you remember when Matt quit smoking cigarettes, and he was like, "Oh, every time I want to smoke a cigarette, I just roll a joint."
Yeah.
You know how much money that nigga went through?
Yep.
I'm good.
Yeah, because I do the same thing. At this point.
Oh yeah, trivia fact: Sherm used to smoke cigarettes.
Yep, I did.
You dirty motherfucker.
I smoked for like 2-3 years. And then I was like,
no, you smoked way longer than
that. As soon as I got out of high school, I was done. And then I got back on it like in my 20s for like another year. And I was like, this isn't for me. I just put it down.
When do you define out of high school? Because technically you never showed up.
Like out of high school age.
Because you smoked cigarettes with me.
Yeah.
For a solid 3 years.
Yeah.
And then I left for the Army.
Yeah.
I quit smoking cigarettes for about...
I was still in high school when you went out of the Army.
And then I started smoking cigarettes like every like couple weeks or so when I was in Virginia for my advanced training. I came back here and went right back to smoking. Right. I think you were smoking around that time.
I might have been.
Because you couldn't smoke weed at the time. I remember that.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I still did, though. That was a thing.
I still did. I was trying not to fucking piss hot, and I was like, fuck it, man, we're smoking. You know, I was funny. I could have smoked all the weed I wanted to.
Yep.
Because as soon as I showed up to my permanent duty station, nothing.
Yep.
All that lore and myth that they put in my head in AIT, like, oh, you don't want to do shit when you go home, man, because they're going to fucking make you piss in the cup as soon as you get there.
Mm.
I could have got so fucked up.
You could have. Could have, should have, would have.
I could have went back to my passing out in the camper days.
Yeah. So that's what I used to do. Like, I'd be late. I'd go, be late. I'm like, I got to go meet my PO. And I'd stop at Matt's house in the camper and fucking blaze one up, and then go see my probation officer and shit, and then go piss for him.
Peel away.
Yeah, I was already by.
Yeah, I mean, that lighter I don't care about. I gotta buy a new one anyway. I got like 30 of those at the crib.
Yeah.
Every time I go to the tobacco store by my job, I could buy anything from a pack of cigarettes to like a bag of tobacco. And they'll give me a fucking free lighter every time.
Hey,
I could buy like a $5 metal pipe, and they're gonna fucking give me a lighter.
That's dope.
And screens. I don't pay for screens ever.
Hey, I like that. I haven't used any. I haven't used a piece where I've needed to put a screen in it in God knows how long.
You know what's funny? I was hating on them for so long after I like actually like quote unquote grew up. Like when I turned like 20, 21, and me, you, and everybody else was like, "Let's get glass pieces."
Yeah.
But I actually really appreciate metal bowls now. They're compact.
Yeah.
I can put that bitch in my fifth pocket in my jeans. You can
drop them.
I can drop it. Yeah, I can drop it. I can't fucking use a glass piece at any location in public. Not without looking like some kind of crackhead. Like, that nigga hitting a glass dick. Like,
yeah. That was a weird thing in high school. Like, we smoked a pipe. Like, motherfuckers thought you were smoking crack automatically. Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, there's a weed in this bitch.
I can't remember the name of the store, but it used to be out there in Moorhead. Uh-huh. Like, right on the border of Moorhead and Fargo. I think it was, like, Discontent or some shit like that. I think you know the store I'm talking about. But, possibly. Oh, you've been at least in there or near there because you know the same person I know.
Okay.
But I went in there one time, and they had like a whole bunch of glass bowls.
Yeah.
And it said tobacco pipes. And I was like, okay, I smell what you're sizzling. They do this in Minneapolis, right?
Right.
Right next to it, shit ton of glass dicks. Oil burners is what they called them.
I like that word. That's how they do it.
I'm looking at Shanny like... Those are meth pipes.
You know what they're doing out there. God damn. Well, you know.
Let's take a quick break. Yeah, take this piggy bank, and then we'll come back with some segments.
Yeah.
I definitely have a new one.
Awesome.
Yeah. But we got to pay the bills.
Let's pay these bills. We won't.
We wow.
No. El Recordo.
El Recorde.
We are back.
We are back. And we're going to do some stuff and some things, and it's going to be great.
Yep, yep. That's what I'm thinking here. So you say you got a new segment for
us. I do have a new segment for us.
What are you going to call this?
We're calling this, I've thought about this for days now. We're calling this ternary trivia.
Ternary,
meaning it comes in three.
Yep.
So we have three subjects with three questions each. If it's multiple choice, those choices are also choices of three. You feel me?
Yep.
And your goal is to answer as many of these questions as possible in each subject.
Okay. So, why am I in school right now?
Well, if it may be school and it may not be school, we're going to find out.
Okay.
So here are your subjects. You have history.
Okay.
Movies.
Okay.
And MMA. What do you want to start with?
Let's go with histories for 30, please.
All right. Do you want one, two, or three?
Are these in difficulty levels or are these just questions?
These are just questions.
Fucking just give me the first one.
All right.
Hit me with the hard one.
All right. So you want me to go in numerical order for all of them?
Why not?
Okay. Number one. Excuse me. This man purchased a distillery from a preacher. Along with the distillery came a slave who taught both old and new owners about the distilling process. Having known said slave years prior to buying the distillery, this man helped the slave become emancipated and named him as his master distiller. Who is he?
And this is a beer, right?
No, it's a distillery, so it's a liquor.
A liquor? And like a hard
liquor that you drink.
Is it Jack Daniels?
It's Jack Daniel.
What?
Yeah. I just learned this tidbit of information at a barrel tasting not too long ago.
Okay.
So you can actually Google it.
Okay. Well, why do I need to?
The man I'm about to bring up, Nathan Nearest Green. There's a whiskey called Uncle Nearest that's actually named after him. He was the first master distiller at Jack Daniel. And fun fact, a bunch of those family members are still working at Jack Daniel's right now.
Wow. That is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey. Look at that. African-American head distillery. Yeah, okay, cool. Did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Makes him, that's like my favorite.
Before he was called a whiskey. Before they had the title master distiller, he was the head distiller. But technically, he was their first master distiller.
Right.
He made the original Jack Daniel's formula.
Right. That's
he's
awesome.
Got the secret recipe for the fucking Krusty Krab. Okay, number two. We all know about Lincoln, Garfield, and Kennedy, but who was the only other president to have been assassinated while in office?
Lincoln,
Garfield, and Kennedy. Who was the only other one? There's been four presidents that have been assassinated while in office.
Not Aaron Burr. That wasn't in the president. I keep trying to think. Okay. I know this one. And the only reason I know this one is because this white guy was just ranting about it on Facebook. And he said, why hasn't there been more? And I think it was McKinley.
William McKinley, you're absolutely right.
Yep, I don't know what, I didn't know his first name.
Shit, you're actually doing really good right now.
The only reason I know that is because of that white dude who was ranting, and I honestly thought it was McNichols. But
McNichols?
I was going to say McNichols, dude. That came to my mind. I was like, wait, no.
I heard it, you're like McNick.
McNichols.
Okay, this is the last history question. Which U.S. state was the first northern state to send volunteers to serve in the American Civil War?
Wisconsin?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. I knew it was one of the two. Because they're, you know, we're the farthest north.
Yep.
Like, we gotta go.
So the next two subjects are movies or MMA?
Oh, MMA. Let's do MMA.
Are you gonna take the easy route?
Yeah. Maybe.
Number one, Who was the first ever UFC middleweight champion? Was it A, Pat Miletich? Tech or Tech?
Pat Miletich.
Pat Miletich?
Yep.
B, Dave Mene? I might be pronouncing Mene. That wrong. Mene?
Yeah.
Or C, Gil Castillo?
It was Dave Mene from Minnesota.
Who did he fight? Bonus question.
Fuck, I can't remember, honestly. But I do remember who he lost to.
I don't have this written down because I already know this. It was Gil Castillo.
Yeah. But, yeah. I watched him. I watched Phil Baroni knock the bricks off of him, too.
Yeah. Number two.
Okay.
Who was the first person to hold two Pride titles in two separate weight classes at the same time?
The first?
The first person to hold two Pride titles in two separate weight classes at the same time.
Two separate weight classes. What was Ngomi? It's in two weight classes. It was
at the same time.
I give up.
Dan Henderson.
What weight classes did he hold it in?
I don't remember because I didn't actually write that down.
I know he did in the
actually,
UFC.
I can look it up, actually. Hold up.
Because, like, there's only two weight classes in Pride. There was a heavyweight, and then there was middleweight. And, then there was the super lightweight. So maybe they're counting the UFC belts because he won the 185 belt here, I think. In the UFC.
Middleweight and welterweight.
Welterweight.
183 pounds and 205 pounds.
And
he won both the welterweight and the middleweight titles in Pride, becoming the first fighter to hold two belts simultaneously in a major MMA promotion.
Huh. Yeah, I don't remember who he won that from at all. I know he knocked out Wanderlei Silva, and I think he might have won that belt.
Those two had fucking bad blood, though, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like, they fought each other a bunch.
Yeah, like twice, and he got...
Twice is enough.
Yep.
Number three. UFC is primarily hosted in Las Vegas, but where was UFC number one originally hosted?
Not Florida.
Definitely not Florida.
Okay, so there was North Carolina. Mississippi. I want to say hold up. The first one, right?
The first one.
Wyoming. California. No. Colorado?
Yep. But what part?
What part? Fuck, man. What do you mean, which part? Like the city?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, man. I don't know what city.
Well, I'll give you a correct because it wasn't the right state. It was Denver.
Okay. But I don't know what city.
It was Denver. I have the answer right here. It's Denver.
No, I'm trying to think of like all the places they were in the old days.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we're not spring chickens anymore. Mm-hmm. So
they were all over the place in the old days.
We're going to forget some stuff.
Okay.
But I did the Googler.
The Googler.
Last subject.
Okay.
Movies.
Okay.
Number one. What is the highest grossing R-rated film of all time?
Fuck, man. R-rated film?
the gears are turning.
Because there's so many that were like up there. And I'm trying to think of all of the...
I'm watching your eyes just dart all over the place.
Can I get a couple, like, just, can I get, is this a multiple guess one, or is this, like...
No, but I can actually make it a multiple guess one if you want.
Yeah.
Is it A, Schindler's List? Is it B, Avengers Endgame? Or is it C, Joker?
Wait, Endgame was rated R?
No, that's a trick question. Let me get me.
It's Endgame then, because that movie is like...
So is it A, Schindler's List? Is it B, Joker? Or is it C, Deadpool?
Joker. Joker got more views than Deadpool.
It was Joker. You know what was the highest grossing rated R movie before that?
What?
It was Deadpool 1 and 2. You know what was that before that?
What?
Schindler's motherfucking List.
Okay.
Before Deadpool, Schindler's List was the highest grossing rated R flick. I still have yet to watch that movie to completion because it's too sad.
I've watched it. They take the guy and put him in jail. they take Schindler and put him in prison for war crimes or whatever.
Really?
Even though he was saving all them Jews.
That's strange / funny. Not funny, haha, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Number two.
Okay.
In Apocalypse Now, Robert Duvall says, "I love the smell of blank in the morning."
Napalm.
Boom.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Last but not least.
Oh, man, that is terrible.
In the movie Speed, why is Annie's, a.k.a. Sandra Bullock, why is Annie's driver's license suspended?
For speeding.
It's for speeding.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. You actually killed it.
I fucking been thinking really hard about some of those here. Like, I'm still stuck on the Colorado one. Like, how did I not know it was in Denver? Like, where else were they going to do it? Boulder.
Well, congratulations. You are the first and current reigning champion of Ternary Trivia.
Inaugural.
Guess who gets to write the next one?
Me?
Yep, because you have to defend the title.
I got you. I got you. I won't make them too crazy. I'll do them on things, you know, like anime, porn.
Well, that's kind of... history was a curveball, but everything else I made kind of like shit that like you and I would both know.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Okay, well, I got a segment. We're going to call this one Googly Goo. No.
Googly Goo.
This is called Guess Who?
Can you guess who? It's a mystery. Are they ugly?
Hello.
Are they ugly?
Waiting for more questions here, but
I was thinking of some, and then you started laughing. Wait a minute, let me start over. Can you guess who? It's a mystery. Are they ugly? Are they otherkin?
Otherkin. So basically, I have some names in a hat, and there's no point. There's no winner. It's just like, can we guess who the other person's trying to impersonate? So what I'm going to say is do your best to not do, like, direct movie lines or, you know, something that's, like, a complete obvious. But you can if you have to.
If there's no alternative, you'll chuck the Hail Mary.
Yeah, if there's no alternative, I will make some easy, like, work of it.
Okay.
So you want to go first?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So if there's no winner, then there's no champion that has to write the next one?
No.
Is this solely your segment?
We're only picking five names per person, right? And there's like well over 30 or 40 names in
Okay.
So we'll have more names to pick from.
Just roll up the old sleeves.
Yep, make sure you got one name.
Give it the old shuffle here, the old Sonic shuffle.
Pick.
All right. Oh, God damn it. I'm so bad at this.
All right. I can tell you like this one. Herbert the pervert.
Yeah. I had to practice the whistle just so even. Hey there, muscly arm. I can do the voice. I can't do the whistle. But
get your fat ass back over here.
Yes.
Yes.
Get your ass over here.
Take your.
All right. I'll
cursed pick hat draw.
All right. Let me pick a here.
I shall hold the hat.
All right.
Oh, one fell out.
Oh, okay. Now it's not fair. All right.
You didn't invest in fitteds, good sir.
Oh, God. Damn it. Okay, this one's a fuck. I don't know how to do this one. All right. You heard about chimps and DMT?
Joe Rogan. I knew as soon as you hear about chimps, they'll fuck you up.
They will fuck you up.
Wait, hold up.
When chimps attack people, they rip your dick off. If you don't think chimps will steal babies and eat them, you haven't been paying attention to the literature. The literature.
The literature.
The literature on fucking apes ripping your dick off.
But listen, don't lie to me.
All right, next one.
Okay, next one. Heart of the cards, you. Oh, okay. Okay, here we go.
Homie! I don't.
That's a good march. I like that one.
Homie.
Alright. Let me go take this down. Yeah. Okay, alright, hold up. Hold on, let me get this one right. I like to give him a little smack.
Sean Connery.
If it's necessary.
Only if it's necessary.
Only if it's necessary. If it calls for it.
That was a good one.
Oh no, this one came flying out. Okay, wait. All right. There you go.
Which one feels right? Ooh, that little crumple feels necessary.
Oh my ringer.
Do you know what my favorite genre of music is?
Oh, God. No.
Soul. It's mine.
Oh, Shang Tsung from... if I picked that one, I was gonna be like, it has begun. All right, here you go.
Oh, you could have also been like, finish him. Oh yeah, just wait. No, I have to shuffle for you.
You will die. Oh, God.
Are we going to do it with this whole hat?
No, we're only... Let's see how many we get in there. That's six. That's five. We got to 10 more. Hey, hold up. To make this one. Oh, shit.
What you need?
Okay. You ready?
Yep.
I'm a girl.
Wrong the one half. For those of you who can't see, he just splashed cold water on his face. Where did you pour that from?
Huh? From my bladder.
Yuck.
Yes.
I...
Okay. Your turn. I'm a girl.
Okay.
Six.
How do I do this without giving it away?
Maybe talk about your life. I don't know.
Well, for starters, I like Cool Whip.
That's a good. That's a Stewie. Well, for starters, I can't do a Stewie Griffin.
It's really hard. I don't. I never know if I'm doing it right or not.
I can.
Oh, let me.
Yes.
Allow me.
Thingy. I'm gonna need to. For the sake of getting that bit done. All right. Namaste, cocksuckers.
Continue.
Joe Rogan.
Oh, Joey Diaz.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
hey there, cocksuckers.
You cocksuckers.
Let me tell you something, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Dude, I can honestly do this for another 8 more minutes, then we can close it with the Florida Man. Real shit. We can clear a good chunk of this hat. I propose that we should.
Let's see what you got.
Dude, this is really fun. Luck of the fucking draw. Let me tell you something, my boy. You sound like a girl.
Kenma. Oh, you got Kenma. That's a good one.
You kind of left it up in the air. Those was Genma S, and like if it ought to have been like somebody else, I'd have. Who the fuck is this?
Get any pickles? Oh, wait, no.
Wait, no. Yeah. I'm shuffling for you.
Yep. All right. I wouldn't touch her. She's a girl. That's ignorant. You're ignorant.
This is Michael Jackson?
Yes.
I don't know how I pieced that together. Except for the voice.
That's ignorant. You're ignorant. It's like the South Park Michael Jackson.
Stir the pot. Pull out the beef.
Biff.
Oh, God damn it. There's only one of us that can do this, and it is not me.
Oh, God. What is this? Let's hear it. Let's hear this. I'm excited.
I don't know how to do this. Hold on. I really have to think really hard about what this person sounds like and how to execute this. Oh, fuck, this is going to be really hard. Wow, you know, something about Italians.
What the fuck is that?
When Rome was conquering all the parts of the world, they also brought in people from Africa, which means that really, and I don't know if I'm doing this voice right, Italians, a pot eggplant. This song needs more cowbell.
Dennis, how? Okay, Christopher Walken.
Yes, Christopher Walken.
I heard you're doing like, that's the true romance line right there.
Yeah.
But that was Dennis Hopper talking to Christopher Walken.
I had to resort to a movie quote. I had to. There's no way I can.
But you were doing Dennis Hopper's lines. You know.
my only other resort was would have been no audio aid. It was just me, Ric Flair, walking around here.
Woo!
And just going, you can go with this, or you can go with that. Or you can go with this, or you can go with that.
I would have got it. All right. Pick. It's shaky, shaky for me. You know. to have good hair, you just run your fingers through your hair.
Come into my walk-in cooler.
My walk-in cooler. Call me my man. Can you dig it?
Give me another one.
I never make the free throw.
Fucking Shaq.
Some people think Shaq can't play basketball. But Shaq can play basketball. Shaq break backboards. Shaq bend rims. Shaq can dunk. Shaq can do a layup. Shaq tall. Shaq a good center. You know who's not a good center? Kevin Garnett, and that's why he had to play point guard. You know, Shaq has money in all the businesses, and you know, Shaq got money. Shaq's a Freemason. Shaq sent that Illuminati on that ass. Y'all stop talking about Shaq.
He had the Illuminati build him a fucking shoe.
Also, Shaq like comedy.
Let's hear. Challenge accepted. Well, for starters, I'm glad that you have me on the podcast.
Obama?
Maybe. Let me continue. First, I'd like to talk about healthcare and my time on Letterman. It's Obama. I'm terrible at Obama. I always have been. And this is why I grow my hair out, because every time I cut it, everybody's like, nigga, you look like Obama.
You look like Osama.
This is also why I grow out my fucking facial hair, because I'm tired of it. I'm sick of it. And everybody's like, do Obama. And I'm like, I can't. And I was like,
I can't do Obama either. I would have did this. You would have been like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Who drew first? Do you remember? It was me. Yeah. So, okay, I'm going to draw the last one, and then we're going to close this on the Florida man.
Yeah, dude. I taped myself to, like, a billboard.
I can't think of anything.
I stapled my nuts to my thigh one time. I have a tattoo of myself on my back.
Steve-O.
Yes. I can't do a Steve-O.
Hold on, let me see if I can try.
I'm Steve-O.
Yep.
And this is the backflip back challenge.
Yeah, but when you say, I'm Steve-O, it's like, okay, you're doing Steve-O. Now I can understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I was a slow-mo guys that one time. They lit me on fire.
No, that's hard to do.
You want to shake that up?
Yeah,
I'm a circus freak.
That's my Steve-O. Watch this be like the hardest one ever.
They're all fairly easy. I made sure of that. Except for Steve-O.
You know, sometimes when you don't have a tub or shower, let's get on in that washing machine, turn that on, put on a spin cycle. Whoa. Know what I mean, Vern?
Oh, you're talking about Ernest. I thought you would have did something like,
know what I mean, Vern?
Remember he had a Saturday Night thing for a while? He was like the Red Green Show, but for like kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Red Green.
Saturday morning.
Yeah.
I know what time is.
I like Red Green. So, let's do Florida Man.
You're going to close with the Florida Man.
Florida Man.
Florida man with half gallon of Captain Morgan and sword set fire in road floods police station.
How does he flood police station?
We're going to find out. I did not load this article.
He sounds like the angel of vodka.
It's Sunday, and nothing better to start the last day of the weekend with a Florida man story is what this article starts with. Wow.
Wow.
I couldn't have wrote it better myself. This time, it's 36-year-old Scott Brandon Taylor, who happens to be a firefighter and swordsman. According to deputies, on Thursday, they arrived at Taylor's home just after 2 a.m. to flames burning in the roadway and Taylor perched in the yard, holding a knife on his belt and chugging a half gallon of Captain Morgan spiced rum.
All right, stop.
Deputies say that Taylor dropped the blades, but had no explanation on why he started the fire. Taylor was arrested and transported to the Titusville Police Department. End of story? No. I love how this is written. This is While in a holding cell, Taylor had a change of heart and reversed course on starting fires. Turning to a fire sprinkler head, Taylor initially broke it off and flooded his cell and the booking area of the police station. Taylor was transported to Brevard County Jail and faces a plethora of misdemeanor and felony charges. Ooh, hold up. They got a screenshot. Malicious burning of land, felony. Malicious burning of land, felony. Criminal mischief, felony. Criminal mischief, felony. These are two times those charges. That's why I'm repeating it. Disorderly intoxicated liquor law violation. Two of those shits. Misdemeanor. Resist officer without violence. Two of those, misdemeanor. Bond exoneration and revocation felony. Two of them shits. And then a bunch of other bond shit for misdemeanor. So, yeah. It's not necessarily like a plethora. It's like...
it's them just charging him a bunch of times with the same shit.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 6. He's got 18 charges.
The way you were saying
he's got a
like the Consequences song.
He's got a thieves dozen. All right, you guys, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
This is Nuclear Playground. As always, be sure to subscribe if you like this podcast on whatever platform you're listening on, be it Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, whatever. We got the YouTube that we're still working on. We were advertising new content like a week or two ago, and funny story about that, we don't know how to save files, apparently, because my capture card... Long story. Anyways, we're going to definitely get on that.
Don't be blaming that on me. That's all you, man.
I blame the capture card.
Okay.
I was going to say, Jeremy's been streaming on Twitch. Go to the Nuclear Playground Twitch. He's been playing a lot of Terraria. We've played, what did we play not too long ago?
DuckTales.
We
played Slaps and Beans.
Oh, yeah, Slaps and Beans.
Before it really crashed.
We'll put Slaps and Beans on YouTube. I'll be streaming on YouTube.
I'm going to get that fucking speed run in. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we can do it.
Oh, what, yeah.
For Slaps and Beans?
Huh?
For Slaps and Beans? Oh, no, for DuckTales.
Yeah, I'm going to get that. This is going to be a legit thing. I'm going to become a speedrunner, like, for real. Like, for real.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it. And also follow us on Twitter at @nuclear_play.
Yeah. Peace.
Peace.